on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches here this morning. We now welcome onto the call the head coach of the Rhode Island Rams, Jim Fleming. Good morning, Coach Fleming.
What's up, Rob?
Not too much. Another difficult one for you guys on Saturday against Greg's UAlbany team. Come up a little short, 35-28, as you've gone back and looked at this one. Just sort of give me your analysis on what happened.
Well, you know, we came out of the gates and we're operating very good. The run game was going. You know, we ended up getting to a fourth and round one, popped a big run. You know, they misfit it and we took advantage, and things were going our way. You know, picked it up, took a lead in 14-6 at halftime. You know, they got a touchdown and you know, missed the extra point. So I thought we were in really good shape. We were getting the ball in the second half and, you know, felt good about where we were. Been playing solid on defense, and you know, they had a couple of drops that, you know, were, you know, open that, you know, we were concerned with. You know, those receivers are good players and the quarterback's been throwing it well, but we were recipient of a couple of gifts that could have, you know, made things a little more difficult in the first half. But you know, third quarter come along and, you know, we take the opening kickoff out to 50-yard line and we got things going pretty good and got it to a fourth and seven. We were thinking about punting, but they jumped offside, so we got a fourth and three, went for it, sack, fumble, touchdown. You know, that's okay. You know, it takes your breath away a little bit, you know, but it got it back to 14-14 after a two-point conversion. But then they kicked it off, and we were prepared for it. You know, we knew the sky kick was coming. Our guy just dropped the ball, and they got it back and put it in the end zone, took a seven-point lead. And then, you know, the thing was interesting. You know, we kept on being very resilient offensively. We came right back down the field, and we, you know, got down to the one-yard line. Their guys made a good play. We missed a block on the goal line, and two guys whacked our guy, got the ball out, you know, but it didn't really affect, you know, it is always an effect because it's momentum swing, but our defense went out, played three and out defense, got the ball back, and we went ahead and on the next series punched it in for a touchdown. And then we, you know, got, you know, ended up getting the ball back then. We got three and out, got the ball back to the offense. On second play, we throw a ball and went right through Isaiah's hands. He caught, you know, basically had his hands on it, just didn't complete the catch, went through, and they got a pick and got another touchdown off of that. So in the third quarter, you got 22 points off of turnovers, and I don't care who you are, you know, it's hard to win a football game. But we did close it back down, got another one in late, and then, you know, had that decision right in the puke time, you know, about 4 minutes to go, something like that. You got to make a decision. Is it too early for the onside? Are you going to go ahead and kick it deep and play defense? And we kicked it deep and played defense, and they were able to run the clock out, so that was the end of the game.
Your team has been so good all year long about not turning the ball over. I think only five turnovers in six games. How difficult is it to explain or deal with as a coach when you have four in one quarter?
Well, you mean it's incredibly difficult. You know, you go with them. I mean, if you look at them one by one, I mean, the sack strip, you know, it is what it is. You know, kid made a good play. 12's a good player, got around the edge and got it out of there. Just wish we could have tackled the dude, and we were right there. Just kid pulled away and made a big play. You know, the fumble on the kickoff return is just, you know, inexcusable. I mean, you practice it. You just got to make sure you secure the catch. Fumble on the goal line, sometimes it happens. Guys hit it right on the ball, and the kid did a great job. I heard Greg tail end talking about his kid. He came in. I mean, it was tremendous strain and effort on his part. Thought it was an outstanding hit. The interception was just, you know, just something, you know, you shake your head. You know, Isaiah, you know, missed, you know, you guys get guys that are missing some practice time. You know, Isaiah was on concussion protocol from that targeting hit he took at Virginia Tech and didn't get a chance to practice a whole bunch. Still had a decent game, but that ball had caught 10 out of 10 times on a normal day, but it's one of those things. So, I don't know. Shoot, you give me any answer. We've been sitting in every single situation you can, and to have interceptions and turnovers come up as a problem, which was completely unexpected, is a way we found to lose a football game. And unfortunately, you know, that one's come and gone. It was a winnable game for us, but did not do it. Now we're on to Elon.
Got an immediate question, Q, if you'll get that for us, Tamika.
You have a question from line of Brandon McGarrett with your view.
Good morning, Coach. I just wanted to go off the different path here for a second. Just about the anchor captain that you guys have for every game. Just how did the idea come about? And as a coaching staff, how do you kind of go about monitoring, you know, the kids during the week and selecting someone to go and carry that proud tribute on Saturdays?
Well, the anchor, the anchor was instituted our first year here when we were, just looking where we're at. You know, you get to a new spot, and University of Rhode Island, in the middle of the state flag of Rhode Island has an anchor in there with the word hope underneath it. And, you know, I don't know if I like the hope part of it, but I'm hoping things turn better for us as we go forward. But the anchor is a representative symbol of the state of Rhode Island. We think it's important that we have a responsibility to represent ourselves, our institution, and the state each time we take the field. So when we do go out on the field, we carry the anchor as a representation of being Rhode Islanders. It's attached to an 11-link chain. It symbolizes that in the next 60 minutes you're in stormy seas, and that anchor should secure you and bring you through the storm. And when you pick up, that's when you're going back to port. So that's the whole symbolism behind it. As we select an anchor bearer each week, we do it with the coaching staff. We think about people that have been training hard on the football field, been producing, been doing the things that our program is built upon, which is accountability, productivity, and persistence. And those guys that are showing that kind of commitment and showing the kind of play we'd like to see on Saturdays is the ones that we'll take out there for the anchor, and it is a significant honor for our guys.
What's it like for you to tell the recipient that you're going to be that week's Yankee captain, and what's generally the reaction? Is it a surprise, or is it just like, you know, is it a huge, they look at it as a huge badge of honor that they get to have this, process, or get to go through this process?
I think we do it on Friday mornings before our walkthrough. We select it on Thursdays, and then we bring, it's one of my favorite things to do, we bring the team up under the goalpost, and I announce who the senior game captain is of the week, which is a significant honor, and then I announce the anchor bearer, and it gives me a chance to, at least, present my feelings and our feelings as a coaching staff of these individuals and what things they've been through, not only in football but in their lives, and it is a significant honor that I think our kids look forward to every week.
Thanks, Coach. See you Saturday.
Jim, as you mentioned, you guys have Elon at home. First time you've been home, I guess, in about a month. As you've taken a look at Elon, what are some of the challenges that they present on both sides of the ball?
Well, they're a good, solid football team. They've had their moments when they've really taken it to some people. I think that offensively, the quarterback has been a very good player for them. They've got a solid offensive line. They're solid across the board. I mean, I don't see anything that I would say is like, oh my God, but they're very solid. They know what to do, and the quarterback is very, very good. They got a little wildcat package that they're using with their backup quarterback that's a significant piece. Looking at them on defense, they present the problems of a 3-3 stack, which, we're well aware of here. And I ran that defense for quite some time when I was at the University of Akron. It creates some problems and some adjustments you need to make offensively, and they've got good, solid personnel doing it. Looks like their return guy's pretty good dude, and so there's like there is every each and every week. There's significant challenges, with this opponent, and we got to get ourselves prepared. And we're in the second step of it. Obviously, we start on Sunday and then kind of grind through Monday and present on Tuesday to our kids.
All right, Jim. Thanks as always for taking time with us this morning, and we'll talk again next week.
All right. Thank you, Rob.
Thank you.